Hello, my name is Josh McCarthy, and I want to welcome you to this edition of Hard Worka on the PTJG Broadcast Network. This show is dedicated to you, the workforce of today and tomorrow. Pete, the job guy Langlois, introduces his listeners to some of the nation's most innovative companies, and he explores some of the career journeys behind some of the country's most influential individuals. And this is all done with an honest and oh-so-entertaining filter that is unique to Pete the Job Guy Langlois. Take it away, Pete. Do the hustle. Do the
hustle. Good morning, all you hard workers. Well, you did it. You yawned, you stretched, you got out of bed, and then you made one of the best decisions you're going to make all day. And what is that? That's listening to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy. Now, this show is dedicated to the workforce of today and tomorrow. Gosh, I tell you all about my career journey. I tell you where I've taken a left, where I should have taken a right, and where I've screwed things up bad. I do that not to beat myself up. I tell you what I should have done and what you can do to stay on the right path in your careers, because I want you to be as effective and productive as possible. And each week, you know, I have great guests, and the guests tell us a little bit about themselves and their career journeys and the great organizations that they represent. And today I'm pleased as punch to have a great guest. And you know, I'm gonna go right into it today. But before I introduce the guest, I just want to tell you, in my career, I have gone on quite a journey. I'm going to tell you, you know, before I was able, old enough to pay taxes and have a real job, I sold seeds door to door. I shoveled snow to get paid a couple of bucks here and there, and I mowed lawns to make a little bit of money. When I was old enough, I made pizza and subs at Papa Gino's in Massachusetts, and I was proud to do that. After a while, I got another job, which I like to think I was a petroleum engineer. And you know what that means? It means I pump gas. I was a gas station attendant. Nowadays, nobody knows what the heck that is. But before, you used to roll up to a gas station and someone would walk up to your window and say, hey, fill it up. You want regular or unleaded? You know, and that's how gas was at that time. And if somebody told me as a gas station attendant, hey, fill it up. And I would think, wow, they gotta be rich. Who has all that money to fill their tank? Where I grew up, it was always $5 a regular, you know? But then I got a little older and said, you know, college wasn't an option for me at the time. I joined the Navy and I was proud to serve. And while I was in the Navy, I went to college nights and weekends and I got my undergraduate degree and did more. But then I got out of the Navy. And then when I got out, the transition wasn't an easy one for me and I couldn't break into the white collar world. And I laid brick pavers. A friend of mine was kind enough to say, hey, come on, you can lay brick pavers with me. And I did that for a year. And every day out in the hot sun, I did my herringbone patterns and I laid my brick pavers, but all that on my way to finally end at staffing and recruiting. And when I got into this business, doggone it, guys, it was like a hand slipping into a glove. I was meant to do this and I've been doing it for over 20 years successfully. But, you know, let me bring you on my guest because I want to hear a little bit about his career journey. Today, my guest is Aaron Novak. And Aaron Novak is a business owner. He's a local entrepreneur. He's the father of two great kids, both teenagers at Providence School. He's been married to Tricia for a long, long time. But with no further ado, welcome to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy, Aaron Novak.
Pete, what's up, man? How are we doing today?
I'm doing good, my friend, doing good. You know, I wish we could all sit together in some studio, but this COVID protocols, we're looking at each other on a Zoom call talking and doing what, you know, what it seems about 99% of Americans are doing. But even though we can't sit across from each other, it's nice to see your smiling face, Aaron.
It's good to see you too, Pete. It's an honor to be on the call as well. Thank you.
Oh, I'm glad you're here. But let's do this. Let's tell us a little bit about, you know, what you're up to this day, these days, and really a little bit about your career journey, if you would.
Pete, I appreciate it. You know, like you, I'm a lifelong learner, man. It's every day is an opportunity to learn something new, and I'm not short of that. So currently we're involved in a couple different local businesses as owners, as well as a franchise of leadership coaching and development.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, tell us, you know, before you did that, you know, you did some other stuff in business. You know, let's kind of hear a little bit about that journey, if you would, sir.
Yeah, I was just talking with one of my general managers last night about my story of how I got into a little medical company based here in Jacksonville called Physician Sales and Service, PSS. And it turns out I was there for 18 years after I started off driving a truck and delivering products for 300 miles from Jacksonville down to, I think it was like Winter Haven in that area. So just an amazing trip and journey, and going through that story with her, I won't bore everybody with the details of it now, but I had a lot of great people I worked for, and we really took pride in the fact that culture trumped strategy in all cases. So for us, it was all about our people, all about each other, and all about our culture.
Yeah, you live that. I know that about you, and that's pretty awesome. You know, and you know, I want to hear about your businesses, but I got to jump right in. What is this? You know, I hear you do some open water swimming. Now, what's that about?
Yeah, I'm trying to keep myself from getting rescued, basically. But after having done a few of the longer distance triathlons, they're called Ironman races. They're fairly long events. I kind of took a knack towards swimming, open water. And so for the past 6 years, I've done a swim across Tampa Bay in support of the Navy SEALs Foundation. So you, a Navy guy, would appreciate this. But being able to support the families of those heroes on a regular basis and raise money for that group is an amazing feeling. And at the end of the day, it's a 3.5 mile swim across shark infested waters in January. So it's a lot of fun too.
God, good for you. And I'll tell you what, we can't do enough for our servicemen and women and the proud veterans that served as well. And I commend you for doing that. Well, let's dig in. Tell us about, what is Stretch Labs?
Yeah. So Stretch Lab is a local business that we purchased a couple years ago. We have been open now in one location on Atlantic Boulevard by Queens Harbor for a little over a year. We have a second location in Mandarin. It's behind the Krispy Kreme, if you know where that is, on San Jose Boulevard. But it's also
what a mile
in the
marker.
I know, right? I have to tell people it's behind Krispy Kreme.
It's in the
Panera Plaza over there in Mandarin. We have two more that we're going to open in our area, and essentially, it's what everyone knows they should do, but nobody does well. It is one-on-one assisted stretching. So sore legs, sore back, sore from working out, sore from playing tennis, playing golf, whatever it is, this is the place to go to get the kind of professional service you just can't get anywhere else.
Right. And it's interesting that you say that. It's something that we all should do that we don't. And I know for me, when I work out and I like to stay fit and, I work out regularly. Now, do I spend enough time pre and post stretching out? No. Do I have aches and pains and, you know, that other a direct result of me ignoring such an important part of my health regimen is stretching? I bet you have a lot of folks that come in there and it's like night and day. They're like, why didn't I do this a year ago? Why haven't I done this? And I bet once they come in, you know, once or twice, that they're regular customers. Is that a safe assumption?
You're 100% right, man. And being a Boston guy, there's another fellow Bostonian that started a concept that's similar, TB12. They just opened one up in Tampa, but the proof is in the pudding. You have a 40-something-year-old NFL quarterback that believes in mobility and flexibility. And so on the one hand, if it's good enough for him, it's good enough for everybody else. And people that come in, they generally say exactly what you said, which is, why haven't I been doing this before? And they feel better when they go play tennis again, when they play golf again, whatever it is, they actually feel better going into their next thing that they're doing.
Oh, that's great. Well, you know what, when I was looking at the cover of some material you sent me, it looks like you guys are having some fun. Void number one in the 904
one,
with
baby.
Your bride, Tricia.
Yep.
Tell us about that.
Yeah, so we Void has a contest every year where people can vote. Void Magazine is a local Jacksonville Beach magazine. And Stretch Lab was voted the number one stretching facility in Jacksonville in the 904 this year. So we're super proud of that. We're honored to all the people that stepped up and took the time to place a vote and put us out there. And, you know, we believe we're the best in the area and we're out to prove it. And so far, the people that are all members of our studio feel the same way. So we're excited about being number one in the 904.
Well, that's a great thing. It's one thing to know that you're the best, but it's another thing totally for the rest of the folks out there to tell you you're the best. And that's quite an accomplishment. What's the overall mission of Stretch Lab?
So that's part of our mission, right? Is we want to become the best one-on-one assisted stretching facility in our area, period. We're going to do that. We're going to measure that by the number of people that refer to us, that love us, and that come back. That's how we're going to measure success. But at the end of the day, we want to be the premier number one studio in our area for one-on-one assisted stretching.
Great, great. That's phenomenal. It's a great goal, and look at what you're doing. You're achieving it. So who are the folks? Okay, I'm considering going to Stretch Lab. Who are the folks that should really look at this and come into Stretch Lab?
So one of the things we like to say is that Stretch Lab is, it's for everybody, but it's for everybody. We have people everywhere from teenage kids that are 15, 16 years old, where their parents kind of get it, that they should be more flexible and it helps them prevent injury. I have a couple of orthopedic surgeons that recommend their athletes come in to see us, because opening up your hips and opening up your back protects your knees from getting torn up when you play contact sports like football or basketball. And then we have a lot of people that are retired, that play golf, that play tennis, that are coming in to get relief from just torsion issues of repetitive movement with golf and tennis. And we had a lady the other week that said she's been coming to see us for about a month. She's a grandmother. And the best thing, it gives me chills just thinking about it, but she was able to bend down and give her grandson a hug because she was looser now than she was a month ago. Oh. So that was her payoff, was that she could literally bend down and her grandson gave her a hug around her neck and she was excited. And I was like, oh my God, that's the best thing ever.
Oh, what a great story. Well, let's do this because I want to shift gears in just a second. But if people want to learn more or maybe call up, get some information or maybe make an appointment, how do they do that?
So it's super easy. If you're online, go to stretchlab.com. Look us up. You can find our locations. You can see the other locations around the country if you travel. But stretchlab.com, or for this area, you can call the number for our Atlantic Boulevard location near Queens Harbor, which is 904-440-0334. But like I said, if you live in Mandarin, just go to stretchlab.com and look us up and you can book an appointment there.
Stretchlab.com. Very good. Now, like I said, shift gears a little bit.
Yep.
I want to hear about Sandler. Tell us about Sandler.
Yeah, Sandler's a great journey for me. It's something I've been involved with now for north of 16 years. Sandler is a leadership training development business that I work with here locally in Jacksonville. The person that owns it here, his name is Pat McManaman. He's basically my mentor and tutor when it comes to leadership and business development in general. And basically, I was at a place in my life 16 years ago where everything I had done to that point was no longer working. And I needed to do something different to achieve my goals and keep moving forward and keep my brain active, right? And be able to be successful. Sandler was the answer for me. It's really for anybody that wants to follow a process and a system to be successful. And I don't mean memorizing closes and words and stuff like that, but I mean really getting into the psychology of human behavior, why people do what they do, how we do what we do, and managing that the best way possible to be successful.
Wow. Wow. And how long have you been involved with them?
So I've officially been involved with them now for going on 2.5 years locally, but I've utilized the Sandler principles and processes since 2006 with when I was with Physician Sales and Service, PSS, back in those days. And then I also did it with a healthcare company I started in 2013 in terms of the structure and the ability to scale that business up. We use those principles there as well. So it's been something I've used. I've been a product of the product for more than 15 years.
Wow. Wow. And when I think of Sandler, I try to think, well, this the program would appeal to just across all industries and people at different levels within an organization. But I'll ask you, who are your typical clients?
You know, typically we're looking for business owners, CEOs, or someone that has the end of the line profit loss responsibility for the business. And they're in a couple of different camps. One camp is they're extremely successful, but they know that good things don't last and they want to find ways to improve their process, improve their people, and improve the way that their folks are communicating with each other. Another camp is they've had some success and they've had some setbacks and they're looking to create a more consistent plan going forward. Those are our two main camps of people that we work with. Those are the clients we work with. And, you know, I have clients I work with that are as big as, you know, 35 sales reps around the country, and as small as a single individual that comes into our place in Jacksonville.
Wow. Wow. So it really is a kind of a broad spectrum. Interesting. How can people learn more about Sandler or sign up or get some information?
Yeah. So what I would suggest is you can follow us on LinkedIn. You can look at my LinkedIn profile for Aaron Novak. You can also just as easily go to Sandler.com and look up the locations and information. Oftentimes we will offer either low priced or complimentary, what we call them, boot camp training sessions for folks that want to kind of learn more and figure out if this is a good fit for them. We'll offer those sessions, and then that will give them the ability to make a decision and have a conversation with us about whether it's a good fit or not.
Got it. Got it. And what the heck happened to the Celtics last night?
Man, I don't know, but they got robbed. It looked like the referees totally robbed them last night. That was crazy. Double overtime loss, but I think they're going to pull it out in game seven.
Who's the team to watch in the NFL this year?
It's got to be the Buccaneers. I'm from Tampa. It can't be the Patriots. It cannot be the Patriots. But I'm still going to pull for TB12 and Gronk and the rest of those guys.
You know, I think America's going to be watching Tampa Bay Buccaneers. This is America is all intrigued. you got a great cast there right now, so there's going to be a lot of eyes on it. Aaron, I can't let you off the show without asking you this important question. I ask every guest this, and if you've listened to the show, you know what's coming. But if you could get in a time machine, right, and you go back a bunch of years and you come across 19, 20-year-old Aaron Novak, and you could put your hand right on your shoulder and say, Aaron, let me give you this bit of advice that's going to help you in your career journey and in life. What advice would you give your younger self?
Everything's going to work out. Everything's going to work out. That's
it, because at that time in life, there's a big burden. You're worried. You don't know. There's all kinds of stuff going on. But you just tell Aaron, hey, buddy, it's all going to work out.
Miraculous. God has a much bigger plan for my life than I could ever imagine. And so if I can just be faithful in that belief, it helps me relax and it helps me focus on the things I have to do today. It's not going to be short of work or effort, but there's a lot of times in my life I can think of things that didn't go the way that I wanted them to, but it was by far the best thing that could have ever happened to me.
Outstanding. That's great advice for everybody that's listening on this call. Aaron Novak, who goes from driving a truck 300 miles a day, successful career journey that we've heard about. I appreciate you sharing information about Stretch Lab and telling us about Sandler. Thank you so much for being our guest this week on Hard Worker with Pete, the Job Guy.
Thanks, Pete. Appreciate your service too. And thank you to all the listeners out there. Keep it up and go Bucks.
Thanks, Aaron. Take care.
Take care.
All right, guys. Well, that music tells us that it's time to take a break and get this message from our show sponsor. You're listening to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy on the all-new PTJG Broadcast Network.
What's up, Jacksonville? Angie here, partner at Ascendo Resources right here in Jacksonville. Chances are we already know each other because I've been in staffing right here in Jacksonville for 20 years. I'm actually surrounded by a team of staffing professionals that come to work every day and have fun and work hard. If you aren't getting the talent that you need, let me make your life easier. It's one call, 904-479-9610. That's 904-479-9610. And remember, here at Ascendo Resources, we're bringing back the hustle.
All right, all you hard workers. This next part of the show is one of my favorite parts. Each week, we get a leadership lesson from Coach Larry. And Coach Larry is a good friend of mine and colleague for many, many years. We've collaborated on a number of different things. It's Larry O'Brien. And Larry O'Brien is dedicated to helping managers to become effective leaders. And he takes time out of his very, very busy schedule each week to give us something to chew on, to think about, and some actionable items to help us to become more effective and productive in our careers. With no further ado, let's get this week's leadership lesson from Coach Larry.
I was on a project team to create the best leadership program the world had ever seen. Our CEO said that we were going to win in the marketplace because of our great leaders. So Larry and team, you need to train them up good. We had the best and the brightest in the room, people with years of experience and expertise in leadership development, and we are going to create the greatest leadership program ever seen. We are going to do it right this time. We're going to take our time with it, challenge each other, say the unsayables, because it was that important. The survival of our company was at stake. Okay, I think I went too far there. Our boss left it up to us to change the world. Okay, I went too far again. And that same boss also wanted to see us progress. So here's what would happen on a regular basis. Think about this. We're all in a room around the table hashing out, designing this new leadership program. It became a regular occasion for the door open. Boss walks in and walks around the table. Are you still dipping your toes in? At some point, you need to jump in the water. Then the boss would walk out. What impact do you think that had on the team? Did it motivate us to be more creative, more innovative? Did it help us to get the flow and immerse ourselves on the task? Or did it influence us to make it just another check-the-box activity? Well, I know you're all dying to find out that we did create a great program and we delivered it for many years and had great results. In spite of the fact that at times we didn't have what's called psychological safety on our team. For all fairness, I love this leader and still consider this person a friend. But today I want to talk about team psychological safety. So what is psychological safety? Why is it so important and how can you influence it, whether you lead teams or not? According to research from Google, not my research on the Google, but Google the company, they identified that psychological safety was the most important differentiator of effective teams. When teams have psychological safety, they are less likely to leave and more likely to innovate, to be inclusive, generate revenue. I mean, sign me up for that. So Amy Edmondson of Harvard first defined psychological safety as a belief that one will not be punished or humiliated for speaking up with ideas, questions, concerns, or mistakes. So let me ask you this. Have you ever not asked a question because you thought you might look bad or might look like you're out of the loop? Have you ever not made a suggestion because you were afraid a mistake might be held against you? Did you ever not take a risk because the political implications were just too steep? Did you ever not ask for help or clarification because you might look weak? Have you ever felt that your unique points of view were not appreciated? I know I have. And if you answered yes, those are signs that you lacked psychological safety on your team. So how do we create psychological safety on our teams? I'm going to give you three tips. First of all, frame the work as a learning problem and not an execution problem. And what do we mean by that? Well, when we change the mindset that we're here to learn, then people are naturally more open. Make it clear that we need everyone's input, that things might be uncertain and that's okay, and that we need to learn as a group together. That also involves avoiding blame storming. That's right, blame storming, not brainstorming, but blame storming. Instead of, hey, why did you do this? Focus on solutions. How can we work toward making sure this goes more smoothly next time? What can we do together to make a game plan for next time? Next is to acknowledge your own failability. Show vulnerability as the leader. It makes a huge impact on the safety in the team. You can say something like, hey, I may be missing something here, or I missed something here. I don't know everything. When you go first and share your own vulnerability, the team will follow. Third, model curiosity. Ask a lot of questions. Solicit inputs, opinions, and feedback from your teammates. And when you do, don't allow for interruptions. So make it clear that we need everyone's input to identify the best path forward. I have an excellent tool that Google uses called How to Foster Psychological Safety on Your Teams. It has more tips than the ones that I just shared here, so reach out to me on LinkedIn and I will send it to you. Finally, I'm going to leave you with this. I was listening to a very senior leader talk to a group of high potentials, and he said, "You've heard people say, don't bring me a problem without a solution." And that sounds like good advice, right? But he saw it differently. He said, "I know that some problems are very complex, and what I don't want you to do is not to come to me with a problem because you can't solve it for yourself. Come to me with problems so that we can work it out together." Wow, talk about psychological safety. Just remember, it's the little things that we do every day that helps to build psychological safety. And this is a great example of how to do it. Again, reach out to me if you want the document on how to foster psychological safety on your teams. Connect with me on LinkedIn or go to my website, www.mendozaandobrien.com.
All right, hard workers, there's another gem from Coach Larry. Coach Larry, again, is Larry O'Brien, and Larry delivers customized programs in both English and in Spanish. To reach out to Larry, simply go to MendozaandOBrien.com. That's MendozaandOBrien.com. Or you can simply go to LinkedIn and find Larry O'Brien. Link in with him, connect with him, engage him. You'll be the better for it. All right, in this next part of the show, this is always a fun part. You're going to laugh because I laugh each and every week and my listeners love it, is where we get a Boston update from Boston Danny. And Boston Danny tells us all about his wonderful sports teams, brags about the fair city of Boston, but he does something special for you folks. If you have a birthday, an anniversary, or somebody accomplishes something special and you just want to reward and recognize them, all you have to do is send me an email. I'll give it to Boston Danny, and Boston Danny will give you a wicked pissa shout out like only Boston Danny can. But you got to send me that email. Really easy. Pete@PeteTheJobGuy.com. See how creative that is? Pete@PeteTheJobGuy.com, and I'll make sure Danny gives you the shout out or gives your friend or family member, coworker, what have you, that shout out that'll be pretty funny and make everybody laugh. With no further ado, let's get this week's Boston update from Boston Danny.
Hey Jacksonville, Danny here with your Northern update. Well, I hope everyone had a great Labor Day weekend. I know we did. You know, it's nice having the pool in the backyard with all these restrictions that are still in place up here where you can go and how you can do it. It's just easy to be safe, you know. Invite your bubble over, the people that you're comfortable with, you know, have a good time with them. Enjoy the weekend. I know we did. The weather cooperated. It was beautiful. You couldn't get any better than it. Around here, Labor Day is kind of like the unofficial end of summer. So people start, you know, they start taking their boats out of the water. They start getting ready for the fall. You know, you start putting your furniture and stuff away after this week. So it's kind of sad, but I like getting ready for the fall. I love the, you know, the cool nights, the warm days, and the leaves changing, and just great, great working weather and stuff. You know, I like doing that, us hard workers. But, you know, it's hard to do it. We got a lot of restrictions in place. Still, everyone trying to stay safe. You know, the kids getting back to school, it's a hybrid. You know, it's remote learning. It's some in the classroom stuff. But everyone's figuring it out. We're getting it going. The college kids are back. They're up to their old shenanigans. I don't know if you heard some of it, but if everyone just plays by the rules, and you know, we'll still have a good time and stay safe on that one. I was a little disappointed in my Bruins, but not much. We'll be back in it next year. It's too bad for those guys that tried really hard. This season disrupted them. They were on a good roll right before everything stopped, and you know, Bruce Cassidy got Coach of the Year, so. We still got a lot of good things to look forward to with that. Our Celtics are making it very interesting. You know, we've been pounding out the games and doing well with that. The Red Sox, you know, they're in the cellar again. You know, this is probably their worst stretch they've had since 1932. But, you know, we put together a product. We're used to saying wait till next year up here. And we still love our Red Sox. And, of course, we got the football today, folks. Everyone getting psyched up for it. I can't wait to see Tom down there in Tampa Bay. He's going to put out a nice product. Hope you guys rooting him on. I know I will be. And, of course, up here we got the Cam Newton. You know, he's the captain of the Patriots. He's going to be a breath of fresh air. He's got some new stuff we can try out up here. McDaniels is loving having a mobile quarterback like this. So should be interesting to see what's going on around up here. So like I said, the more things are strange, the more they're staying the same. So like I said, get your shout-outs into us, guys. I love mangling it up and wishing the Wicked Pisser birthdays. So I got some birthdays I'd like to wish it to. Have a Wicked Pisser day. Do something nice. Nobody else is. It's your day. So for Bruce Mosley, happy birthday. Bruce from Chris and Tom. Joel Lamp, that's from the family. Catherine Mueller, that's from your parents. Dave and Cindy, have a Wicked Pisser birthday. And Mike Fletcher from the class of 83, they want you to have a birthday. Mike, I know how old you are. Go Bears. And we have a happy anniversary, and that's going to Jimmy and Linda. So, you know, folks, enjoy your Sunday. Watch some football. Pete, I'll be talking to you. Don't forget your first responders, your nurses, your doctors, all your military. Don't forget them in our thoughts, all right? Jacksonville, have a great day.
All right, all you hard workers. Well, you did it. You listened to the show. We had guest Aaron Novak on the show, and as we found out, he's a business leader. He's had quite a career journey. He's a local entrepreneur. He told us about Stretch Lab. He told us also about Sandler. And he gave great information about those two wonderful, wonderful, wonderful programs and businesses right here in town that are there to benefit and help you, my dear friends. He also told us a little bit about his career journey, and I love hearing, you know, how he goes from driving a truck cross state to being a successful business leader and owner in town. Aaron Novak, please reach out to him. LinkedIn is the easiest way to get a hold of anybody, doggone it. Aaron Novak. Link in with him. All right, guys. I hope you have a super successful week. I hope you listened to the show and you took a nugget or two that's going to help you along your career journey. Guys, have a big, crazy week. You just listened to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy on the all-new PTJG Broadcast Network.